Welcome to Santa Cruz Naturalist. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. This week, I talked with Dan Abbott, the Central California Regional Manager for Reef Check, a nonprofit organization that monitors underwater reefs and kelp forests with help from citizen scientists. So Reef Check has many years of data on underwater species in California. What types of ecological patterns have you seen emerge in the data over time?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the interesting thing about our data, you know, so we started collecting data in 2006, and from 2006 to 2013, there really wasn't much happening. Like every year was the same, which, you know, wasn't a bad thing. But starting in around 2014, 2015, we started to see really dramatic changes. So the complete loss of sunflower stars and huge declines in a lot of other types of sea stars, really big boom in purple urchins, and then dramatic loss of kelp, and which on the North Coast anyways also meant a dramatic loss of abalone. And those events, you know, they coincided with sea star wasting disease, but also marine heat waves. So those drought years in California, those drought years were caused by warm ocean water that kind of blocks the storms coming up.
How do big environmental events like this influence your monitoring strategy?
Actually, our entire climate change monitoring program, we did because of that. You know, we didn't used to monitor ocean temperature, but now, you know, because of the acknowledgement of the importance of marine heat waves, we added that whole program where at the majority of our sites along the coast, we have temperature loggers that we deploy year round to record the ocean temperature on the bottom every 15 minutes. And then at a couple of additional sites, we have larger sensors that record, in addition to temperature, pH to measure ocean acidification and dissolved oxygen. And in particular, I think our niche there, you know, there's a lot of climate change tracking on the surface, but our sensors are deployed on the bottom of these nearshore environments to see what the impacts of climate change are on those habitats.
Wow, that's really important work. Has the information you collect on your dives ever been used in crafting policy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, things like on the North Coast when they decided to close the abalone fishery due to the dramatic loss of kelp and, you know, the starvation of the abalone up there, you know, our data was presented at those fish and game commissions, like part of the reason why, you know, they should restrict that fishery. Or another thing that just happened recently was sunflower stars, which used to be abundant along the Central Coast and all of California, but pretty much disappeared entirely around 2014, 2015 due to sea star wasting disease. And they were recently placed on the ICUN endangered species list. And our data was part of this data that was used to make that argument.
You've been listening to Santa Cruz Naturalist. Special thanks to my guest, Dan Abbott, the Central California Regional Manager for Reef Check. If you would like to get involved as a citizen scientist with Reef Check, visit their website at reefcheck.org. That's reefcheck.org. Thanks for tuning in.